You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hi, everybody. We're back. Thank you so much, Wander. We're here with an old friend, a good friend, and a guest we've had on a little while ago, but it's been too long. We're on with Level 4 Sports and Entertainment Practice Director, Jeffrey Glusman. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. How are you, sir?
I am doing great, and thank you so much for taking time out. I know you're traveling, but we really do appreciate you calling in. Now, Jeff, tell me a little bit about Level 4 Sports. You offer services to athletes, entertainers, and their families, right?
That's right. Traded a private client group, really catering to that niche. As you know from the Merrill Lynch and SunTrust days, it's more of a family office environment where we're able to boutique shop to go where we need to go for our clients and be a one-stop shop. It's been a great establishment the past 3 months to getting this division rolling of an RIA that's been around for about 18 years, so very excited about it.
You know, Jeff, your tagline is changing the way financial advice is delivered. What are you doing to change the way that to change the game here?
Well, there's been a major conversion the past 5 years from broker-dealers and banks to registered investment advisors. Whether it's the fiduciary component or the ability for us to go for truly the best available for our client rather than proprietary products. So that family office service, that what's in the client's best interest model, is, I think, a paradigm that most clients who find net worth in sports and entertainment are seeing rapidly changing every day.
So then basically what you do is you tailor the situation to each person's needs, because I guess they've got to be different.
Well, they do, and that's where fiduciary comes in play with an RIA, Registered Investment Advisor. There's no proprietary product. There's no research internally that has to be followed. It's truly best for client, transparency in all regard, from fee to solution to cost overall, and giving them the best in class always.
Now, Jeff, let's take a step back. Let's talk about your background. I know you've been in the financial services business since about the turn of the century. Makes me feel old to say the turn of the century. And you've been directing the sports and entertainment division and operations, and that covers all kinds of different stuff. Tell me a little bit about how you got started.
Well, started off in Merrill Lynch back in 2001 and had about a 16, 17-year run there, and had an opportunity to join the SunTrust Sports and Entertainment Group based out of Atlanta, a truly focused and specialized group. Got to learn a little bit more about the inner workings of underwriting clients when it comes to their finances, their debt management, liability management. Was approached by this RIA with an opportunity to take our platform of education at different venues and all-star games and professional teams and bring it to this more boutique and an intimate environment where we're serving multiple families. So it's been a change in regard to the size of the organization, but the priorities of the client being first are still really focused on.
Now, I know you put together your own, I gotta just say it this way, team, since you're dealing with team sports. Tell us how your team got put together, you being, I guess, the head coach.
Sure. Well, infrastructure is important when we're building out this division. Austin Murphy, DeLon Turner, Chris Faka, Josh Hampton, really the team we've put together of professionals and specialists on the team, from Todd, Luke, everyone that has a job and a role, much like you would say on a general team. There's a head coach, there's position coaches, there's coordinators. The way we look at this is my job is not to know everything about specific things. It's to know everything about the client and to have the infrastructure to go to my team and say, what can we deliver? So we're still a couple pieces of human capital away from being completed, but I think if you look at what we've added over the past 90 days and what we'll add over the next 90 days, will be tough for most people to compete with in regards to education, experience, and platform.
Wow, Jeff, how does somebody get started in this?
I would say really it's a matter of experience, just like anything else. It's not, and I've said this to you before, it's not a first job, it's a last job. Understanding people, understanding our space and our niche is 0.00034% of every kid out there has actually got a chance to become an NBA player. So if there's 600 people in the world that play in the National Basketball Association, realizing these aren't like having doctors or engineers or architects as clients. It's truly a focus, and it's something that a sports sports and management degree out of college isn't what makes it. What makes it is spending a lot of time in the mailroom and learning a lot, and then learning how to develop relationships with a very small group of people that have a very difficult time trusting people as they should, protecting their money.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the family office services, because what you've got is people that may not be used to having a whole bunch of money. Suddenly they come into money. They have a lot of competing interests, a lot of, I would say, maybe the lack of focus on how to deal with this. How do you come in and help them not only keep the money, but grow the money and maybe manage some of the conflicts they have to deal with?
Well, the term family office, really when broken down, is a focus of a team that works to serve the needs of the client and their families. So instead of driving to them what we can do, we look to the client and say, what is it that you would like us to do and would expect us to do? And then usually we'll be able to tell them about other services or other platforms that maybe they haven't thought about, whether it's referring an accountant or an attorney, whether it's deep diving into estate planning for generational or dynasty wealth, or maybe just the titling of assets, whether it's LLCs to own their homes or their cars to protect them from the potential liability of human nature every day. So that family office or multifamily office, it's us being very selective to look for clients and families that want to follow a path to success, but understand that we're here to listen. Some clients want us to take care of their families, meaning how are you going to protect them from being a liability to me and causing themselves and myself to go broke? And some of our clients don't want interaction with their families. They're going to handle it themselves, and they just want to know what can they afford to do, and then they can dictate who they give what to.
Yeah, you know, it's always a big sad story when you read about somebody that's made $100 million in playing sports and then is being sued for back payment of alimony or child support. It's just horrible to watch the things that happen to these folks. We've only got a couple of minutes left, Jeffrey. Can you tell us kind of a neat story about the way you've helped one of your clients and really give them something that they can self-actualize with beyond just their professional ball playing or entertaining?
I think that it's not necessarily one story, but I think it's a collective feedback that I get from clients and have gotten over these past two decades. They want people like us that are actually looking at what they're doing to call them out when they're not drawing with between the lines. They want advisors that call them and say, hey, I noticed that you bought a Louis Vuitton bag. How's that going to fit into the budget? Or you're over this month. Or better yet, that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And I always enjoy touching base with a client and bringing up a spend that they had recently that we didn't communicate about when they had this epiphany as if an omnipotent, omniscient financial advisor that knows everything. And I explain to them that my job is to know what they're doing and not to be a yes guy and not to tell them what they want to hear, but in fact to tell them, hey, you're spending too much, or hey, you're spending exactly what you should be spending. And to make them laugh about it, because in the moment, it doesn't matter. It's the repeated act that can cause a problem. So I think that the trip I'm on right now is a great example. It's exciting to meet families and young men that are 19, 20, 21 years old and have been having the Friday Night Lights dreams their entire life. And God bless them, they've actually made it to where they get to see what's it going to look like if then.
What's your trip? What trip are you on, Jeff?
Up in Atlanta today, going up to about an hour and a half northeast, just off of the Alpharetta Market, meeting with the family of a young man who's an NBA hopeful, who's got a great life in front of him, who they'll tell you the financial literacy is there as far as business owners, but their understanding of the tax complications of the retirement programs in the NBA, what a real contract means after year two, year three, year four, sometimes the insight a financial advisor can give and a wealth management team like ours can give is not as jaded per se as an agent who's going to come in and try to explain it their way in order to get a client versus our way, which is these are the facts. These taxes are what they are. Until you're free, this is what you get paid. So I'm excited about seeing them tonight.
Well, that's great. So just to wrap up, you're not really an agent. You're really somebody's financial coach.
That's exactly what we are. We're not agents at all, for that matter. We are financial coaches. I've been called coach by many clients in the past. And our job is to give advice and to give the best advice possible, to lead that horse to water, to dunk it, and to make sure it understands why it's good for it to drink.
Wow. That's great, Jeffrey. Hey, listen, man, I'm so glad that it's going great. I'm hoping that you can come back again sometime around after the new year when you get another break. And thank you so much for fitting us in on your big travel schedule today. And good luck in meeting with your new client and helping them understand the ins and outs of financial literacy for the entertainment and sports industry. Wow, what a tremendous show.
Thanks for having me on anytime. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Jim.
It's my pleasure, Jeff. Well, wow, what a tremendous show. Wanda, thank you so much for helping me put that together. I want to thank everybody. I want to start out by thanking our guests, Ross O'Brien and Jeffrey Glusman. I want to give a shout-out like we always do to our first responders. Thank you all, fire, police, fire, rescue, everybody for helping us. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Creco AI, Carlson Integrated, Deep Blocks, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and of course, I want to thank you, my listener. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback, comment, tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, oh, got them all. That's right, the website. Thank you to Carlson Integrated for putting that up. That's right. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com. Oh, ASAP. Hey, this is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? I think you know, because I just love doing this. That's right. I sure do. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, it's yours.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone. Get your 2-8-5-5-4-880-TheBiz app.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. U.S. stocks are mixed as a slide in tech companies offset a rally in bank shares. The Dow